The case, like the one being argued in Colorado right now, centers around the insurrection clause of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits former public officials from holding office again if they've engaged in insurrection or rebellion. The plaintiffs in this case, which includes a former Minnesota Secretary of State and a former state Supreme Court justice, claim Trump's actions on January 6th make him ineligible. The former president's legal team says it's not up to states to determine who appears on their ballots. Trump is facing similar cases in at least four other states, and the issue is expected to eventually land with the Supreme Court. Tony Waterman, Texas.